It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 16th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $68,379. ETH is up 0.5% at $3,704. And Binance Coin is down 0.5% at $605. Those leaders by market cap, top gainers in the past 24 hours, Avalanche up 16%, Aptos up 18%. Well, Starbucks will end its NFT program Odyssey Beta on March the 31st. The coffee chain announced this decision in a recent blog post saying it's time to prepare for future developments in the program. However, Starbucks' NFTs will still be available on Nifty Gateway and the Odyssey Marketplace will transition there. The company's Discord server will also shut down next week. Despite this move, Starbucks assures its community that they're working on new ways of engaging members in the future. Starbucks faced challenges in selling its Starbucks First Store Collection NFTs last April. Well, Daniel Seifert, CEO of Coinbase UK, expressed excitement about the impending launch of crypto ETNs in the UK. He sees it as a step forward for the industry and the UK as a crypto hub. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority has approved ETNs but limited them to institutional investors. Seifert believes this validates the UK's strategy and anticipates a bright future. Well, the chances of an Ether spot ETF getting approved by the end of May have dropped to 28% on prediction platform Polymarket. This is a significant decrease from the 74% odds seen on January the 10th, following the approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs by the US SEC. Despite applications from asset managers like BlackRock and Fidelity, the SEC delayed its decision on Ether ETFs earlier this month. Bloomberg analysts have also lowered their expectations, with odds now at 30% compared to their prediction of 70% in January. Well, the U.S. Department of Justice is pushing for a 40 to 50 year prison sentence for Sam Bankman-Fried and an $11 billion fine and forfeiture. SBF, the former CEO of FTX, was convicted on 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy in November. Prosecutors accused him of deceiving investors, distributing fake documents, and illegally contributing millions to political campaigns. They argue for a severe punishment to deter financial misconduct and ensure justice for victims. The proposed forfeiture targets seized funds. SBF's defense seeks a much lighter 6-year Senate, which the prosecution deems inadequate. And finally, the decentralized crypto exchange Avo saw its daily trading volume soar from 100 million to over 4.5 billion, only to plummet back down shortly after. Some in the market accused Avo of engaging in wash trading, but Avo responded, saying the surge was users aiming to qualify for an impending airdrop. The allegations arose as traders noticed significant activity in out-of-the-money options, leading to suspicions of market manipulation. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.